presently they have those things that have 2 or 3 tons in them, that they're made oblong with a round top where it'll shed water. When they were making them by hand, using mules to haul it, they made them round and kept them at the top. Mm-hmm. Just like an Indian teepee, they'd have it come off a stack like that, with a pole in the middle and round, stack the hay around that, they'd cap it at the top where it slanted, where it shed the water. Mm-hmm. But now they're doing the same thing in oblong way with machinery, that you never touch the hay, you don't touch it out in the field, you don't touch it there, you back up with a machine back of it, haul it to where the livestock is and dump it and let the livestock, you never touch it with human hands.
Okay. Did you ever see, this may be something like the hay cap, with the mm-hmm. haystack, but did you ever see one with a covered haystack with like four poles and a sliding roof?
No.
Not in this area. Mm-hmm. Okay. When the hay is first cut, what is it done with?
Is there that a cure or a dry?
Mm-hmm. What forms do they leave in?
They window it, usually window it,
mm-hmm.
and have machinery to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get them to talk about the hay, now are you talking about 50, what to do 50, 60 years ago, or what to do today? You see, they got these hay processing things now where they cut some out today and bale it this afternoon, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, of course, they would cut it with the old mule-drawn mowers, and then they raked it in windrows, and then they would haul it to the press, and where they had mules pulling the press, and now it's all done by machinery. And it depends on how you do your hay. If you run it through the conditioner, you do it one way. If you don't run through the conditioner, you do it another way.
What does the conditioner do?
That conditioner mashes, that breaks that hay up, mashes it just flat as it can be, and it's kind of heat that it kind of dries it out, and they can bale it twice as quick after running it through a hay conditioner. It speeds the time of curing is what it does.
So you don't have to let it dry in the field?
So long as you did before.
Oh, okay. Do you know of any name for small piles of hay in the field? I mean, you used to call it a windbreak, but that was
No, it's called that a windrow. You windrowed it. What that windrow sentiment means was that you raked it up in small piles, long continuous pile, to let the wind dry,
mm-hmm.
is what it meant. No, I don't know of any name except a haystack and a windrow, as far as the hay is concerned. I don't know of any piles.
Okay. Where is it that you keep your cows? Or people used to keep the cows?
Oh, kept them in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Kept them in the cow lot. And then put them in the milk and put them in the milk shed.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them in the milk shed to milk.
Okay. Did you ever know of a special shelter out in the field that had a roof over it that the cows would go under when it rained or anything?
No.
They just came up to the barn?
They came up to the barn at night.
Okay. What would you call a place where you keep your horses?